There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and introducing Molly Page. We have names pretty much for everybody here. Some of them we can use on the air, some of them we can't. I'll just keep Molly and Kenny and Richie in that stead as we work our way into what is going on today. Your briefing as you start the day. There's a suspension of Saudi aerial attacks. Give Yemen a chance for a political deal. We leave some of the cities that have endured airstrikes almost daily. Signs indicating the bombing was continuing, however. There have been a lot of weeks of fighting in Yemen. Government collapsed. 1,000 people dead. Another Al-Qaeda story. This is not about ISIS. This is Al-Qaeda this time trying to get into Yemen. The whole Middle East is a mess. Complete and utter mess. Is it... This is, well, watch me get the troops going on this one, Richie. Is it because
here we go.
The United States and its oil companies went over there and stirred the pot? Yemen, most of these areas have lots of oil. And therefore, it's good for business, good for our oil companies, and not just the oil companies in America. In fairness, there are like BP and there's Chevron. There are oil companies that aren't headquartered here that have done the same thing in the Middle East or wherever they could find oil. Oil rules the day. It's not what the people need or not. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with oil and the big money attached to it. So anyway, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the Middle East is just a mess. And bombing from all sides, people trying to get rid of ISIS over here, Al-Qaeda over there, whoever the other bad guys are, the Sunnis, the Kurds, the Ways, all of them are having a hard time. Notice what I did there, Kenny? Got that. No, didn't you? Yeah, you didn't get that.
I got it.
Ah, you got it?
The Kurds and Ways.
Oh, good for you. Thank you.
Clever.
Richie didn't get it, though. That's
I got it.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was pretending he didn't.
Really. The Senate is scheduled today. Vote on nomination of Loretta Lynch. No relation to Loretta Lynn. Although we should have some music. Whenever her name comes up, Richie, nobody would know the difference. Nobody knows whether Loretta say that again, Doug. Loretta Lynch can sing or not. She's up for the job of replacing Eric Holder as the AG. I think we ought to have a singing attorney general. And if she's going to sing, she ought to sound like someone who has a name that sounds like hers. Loretta Lynn.
Right. Every day.
How about
Why
this?
Not? Yeah.
Singing attorney general.
Well, I've seen her playing her sleep. Complain there was no need. She'd smile in mommy's understanding way.
Yeah, da 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 do.
In the summertime.
You know what actually be a great song for the attorney general to sing?
Right, you got a better one?
Yeah. Actually, this would be great.
All right. I never promised you a rose garden,
Mr. President.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Wouldn't that be great?
Perfect.
Along with the sunshine.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
All
right. So let's see here. Oklahoma had some earthquakes. Do you feel them, Molly?
Not in D.C., no.
No, really?
Yeah.
Ken, did you feel them in San Diego?
No, I didn't.
So here's a scientific study that suggests that any of the Oklahoma earthquakes have been caused by the underground disposal of wastewater from oil and gas wells. And when you think about it, It makes some sense. Anybody know anything about geology, or can I go off on a limb here? Nobody's going to know that I'm telling
you. I give you 60 seconds to go off on a limb there.
60 seconds. Thank you very much. I don't need 60 seconds, but at any rate. So here we are, the whole controversy about fracking and drilling. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of farmers and landowners who made a lot of money because gas was discovered on their property. But there are a lot of people who are concerned about how they're getting the gas out of the ground, and what happens when you eliminate oil or gas, there's a vacuum created, right? There's a hole. What fills it? If you've heard about the sinkholes that have, erupted, but have occurred in certain places, well, the oil and gas holes in the ground, Oklahoma decided they would fill them rather than have the worry about them collapsing, fill them up with wastewater. You know, instead of having a wastewater treatment plant, let's just throw all the wastewater into the oil wells and the gas wells. How's that working for you? Apparently not so well, because now the state thinks that the any time there's been a problem there with earthquakes, they're not really bad, but caused by the plates and stuff moving around. And it's because this is a foreign, oil has a different sort of feel and syntax, thickness, than water. And it does different things in the cracks in the earth. What did you start to say, Mr. Well?
So it's Oklahoma is just burping, basically.
Yes, basically. That's
a different kind of gas.
Yep. Gas, that's a great way of looking at it. Speaking
of... I had Mexican for dinner.
Right. Here's a lady who may wish that she had Mexican for dinner. Her name is Michelle Schwab. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sure.
Schwab.
Whatever you say.
S-C-H-W-A... Wait a minute, get that on tape. Do you hear that, Kenny? He said, whatever I say. get a hold of that, will you please? Anyway, Ms. Schwab... is in court today in Cleveland, Ohio. She's a child care worker coming to court because she dropped her two-year-old off at a cheetah exhibit at the zoo a couple of weeks ago.
She dropped him in.
Off. I was being nice with the preposition.
Like, you know, hey, Mr. Cheetah, can you watch my kid for a couple
of
hours?
Eat my kid.
She pulled a Michael Jackson and dangled him over the pit and he fell.
Yeah. Holding her son and another child when her son fell into the pit. Witnesses say the child was dangled over the railing after the boy fell. Family members jumped into the exhibit with the cheetahs. Child's parents were able to retrieve the toddler. Cheetahs didn't have dinner.
Yeah, that's
them.
The funny thing is the cheetahs were like...
Didn't do anything.
Hey, what's up? What are you guys doing over there?
So, is this an appropriate... Why are we taking this woman to court? She's guilty of being stupid. So, do you take... If you take everybody to court who's guilty of being stupid...
Well, child endangerment.
When stupid drops your kid into a cheetah
pit. Yeah. But taking you to court, do you think... Unless she's a complete... A nincompoop. She was probably, she's not very smart, obviously, and didn't think it through. But do you think now she would ever do that to her son? I mean, I don't know anything about this woman, but the normal mother, well, you can say, well, the normal mother wouldn't drop their child over. Well, she didn't do it on purpose. She thoughtlessly did it. So does bringing this woman to court stand as a demonstration of what you bad mothers? What will happen to bad mothers if they do something foolish like this? I mean, what's the point of bringing her to court? We're going to put her in jail so nobody's going to take care of her child?
She has a degree in therapeutic child
care.
She's
not a dummy, but she doesn't have common sense, apparently. Right?
Do something to keep her from being in this kind of position again.
I would think that you might...
Put her in jail?
I would think that you might want to keep an eye on her. And make sure that she's okay. Make sure this was an isolated
I would not
event.
Disagree with you. But does that mean that you take her to court and then you put her in jail?
Well, is she facing jail time?
Say what again, Molly?
Is she facing jail time? Is that...
Well, she's in court for them to figure out what to do. Maybe the court's going to take her child away from her.
You know what she is facing? Mm-hmm. Is a leave of absence from kinder care.
Yeah.
They let out an official statement the other day saying that she's taking a leave of absence.
Leave. All right.
From her management role at kinder care.
There you go.
She dangles kids over cheetah pits.
Do they have cheetah pits at kinder care now?
They probably could.
Really?
If this woman has her way, they will.
Yeah.
All right. thoughts.
Wow.
Consideration. 16 after the hour. If you're somebody who has teeth that are yellow, you might want to spend about 60 seconds listening to me as I tell you about the vagaries of yellow teeth and the wonders of fixing that problem. You can do it, and Power Swabs can help. Actually, it's Power Swabs that does it. All you have to do is call the people at Power Swabs by dialing 800-281-6829. Get the Power Swabs sent to your home. Open up the little packet. Use the swab and put them on your teeth. Put the whiteners on your teeth and watch in 2-3 hours, 2-3 shades of white better. Do it for a week, 6-7 shades whiter. Now, you can say, well, what is a shade? You know what I'm talking about. Look at your teeth today. Put the swabs, the power swabs on, and look at them tomorrow. You'll see a difference. That's what's really important. Along with the fact that when you use power swabs, you will be using a tooth detergent that's all natural. It's not full of the stuff. The toothpaste has those little pearls. You know, I always do this. If the television camera were on me, you'd see me running up and down on my teeth with a fake toothbrush. That's what happens when you're using some of these things so abrasive. You don't want abrasions because it'll eat away at the enamel. This stuff doesn't do anything except get rid of the yellow. Whiten your teeth with power swabs. Call 800-281-6829. Order them now. It's the only way you can get this product. Won't get it in the drugstore. Won't get it in the Walmart. You won't get it anywhere except direct from the manufacturer. 800-281-6829. Wow. People will say, wow. Look at that smile. Wow. Power swabs. 800-281-6829.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, Richie.
Dudley.
21 after on Good Day.
If you say so.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
One of my favorite pop songs of all time. Now, your chance to win a prize as you listen to I've Been Thinking About You, number one during this week in 1991. Crank it up, Richie. Can't sit still for this one.
We thought we were just friends.
Ah, what a great song.
Thought I missed you, baby.
So poignant as well.
And I've got those feelings again.
I've been thinking about you.
One thing they do here, Doug, that you would like as a fan is,
yeah,
is they use their full gerundas.
Yes, they do, Richie.
Which you haven't been doing when you've been talking about them.
I've been thinking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been sloppy about my gerundas lately.
No, when you're so...
All right, now it is. Crank it up.
I've been thinking.
Thinking about you.
Thinking about you.
I've been thinking about you. I've not been thinking about you, Richie.
Hey, I think about how different this would be if, like, I don't know, let's say Alabama did this song. I've been thinking about you.
888-302-3684. It's the One Hit Wonder Group. If you know the name of the group, you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG, and you'll win a CD with a whole bunch of gaggle of One Hit Wonder songs.
I already gave you a clue.
And what was that clue?
I said they're Brits.
That's
why they use the drum.
British American dance band, in fact. Jimmy Helms was the American member of the band, had a number of dance hits on his own.
Did you say Jesse Helms?
I did say, I hope I didn't. Jimmy Helms, no relation to Jesse.
I didn't know. Yeah,
I don't think. Their career started in the Netherlands, but they had a number of dance hits there. When this song, I've Been Thinking About You, was released in the U.S., it shot to number one in 1 week on the dance chart. It took 4 weeks to get up to the top on the pop charts and stayed there for 4 weeks. Too bad they didn't have another one, but this one stands the test of time. Crank it up again, Richie.
I've been thinking about you.
Big crossover hit. It's a very simple song. It's just the beat more than anything else. And the way the beat is portended, if you know what I mean. Is that
not in any way.
You know? You don't like this song?
No, I do like this song. I just don't know what portended means.
Oh! Get your funkin' Wagnos out and get it off the back porch there and see what it means. Come on, Richie.
It's the easiest contest in the world to win.
Yeah.
All you have to do is hold your phone up and
right.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Boom. 10 second.
You. You're a winner.
Yep, you are a winner. I've been thinking about you.
I'm on fire.
Even though the band recorded six studio albums, they never were able to duplicate this big hit here in the United States.
They had other songs, didn't they?
Yeah, they had other. Yeah, right. Yeah. They had a good formula for dance stuff. This guy sang radio jingles and still does, I believe. That's how he's made his living. But everybody's got to try something different. Why not try? We should have the Good Day Singers record an album. And
that would be great.
What we do with it? I'd put this on. Huh? I'm thinking about you. All right, so start it over again, Richie.
I still got a minute and a half of.
Oh, really? Is it still going on for a minute and a half?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, let's see here. I'm big on the Eastern Shore.
Eastern Shore of Maryland is one of our biggest fans, and
right.
God, I love it.
Kelly is in a town that I can't pronounce. Is it Pocomoke? What is it?
It's Pocomoke.
Pocomoke.
Come on.
You've been to Pocomoke.
What, have I?
Sure.
When was I in Pocomoke?
When you drive to the beach.
Oh. When I went to your house.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's the only time people go to Pocomoke.
Really? So are you a native Pocomokan?
No.
No. How does one move to Pocomoke? Why did you move to Pocomoke?
There's a Navy base, kind of close, and my dad is in the Navy.
Ah, so you just stayed there, is that it?
Yes.
Have you found fame and fortune, Kelly, in Pocomoke?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Are you? What do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
Yeah, what is best about teaching fourth grade versus fifth grade, third grade, or whatever else you could teach?
They haven't hit hormone level yet, so they're very nice still.
Yeah, I've
heard they're just wonderful. Yeah. At that age, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I bet you have a good time. You sound like you're a pretty good teacher. I'm going to bet that you are one of the faves. All right, anyway, what's the name of this group?
I believe it's London Beat.
London Beat. What do you remember about your life when this song was big?
I'm really, really young.
Really, really young. Yeah, 1991. This week, 1991 is when. Did you dance to this, though? Did you move around as a youngster?
Of course.
Man, anybody standing still when they're listening to this. So, all right, we're going to send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on it. And we appreciate the fact that you are there and doing a great job as a fourth-grade teacher. What's the name of the school?
St. Francis.
St. Francis. All right. You have a wonderful day. Thank you, Kelly. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So your dog is eating grass and your lawn isn't looking so good. Well, it may not look yummy to you, but your dog has other ideas. Dogs are not just meat eaters. They're omnivorous, which means they eat meat and vegetables. Sometimes they like a little greenery, too. Eating grass, sticks, and even dirt is normal for many dogs, as long as they don't do it a lot. If your dog binges on grass, it could mean stomach problems. A lot of people say, well, my dog eats grass because he wants to throw up, and that's kind of true. The grass actually tickles their throat, causing them to regurgitate. But if your dog binges on grass, it could also mean other major problems. So it's really important, if you have a dog that's in the yard eating grass all the time or eating dirt all the time, check with your veterinarian. It might be something in your dog's diet that is lacking, and you may need to supplement the diet with some of the good supplements that are now available on the market. Eating a little grass is normal, but if the dog is doing it way too much, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My favorite television story of the day.
Really?
So
on this good day, and every good day, our job is to bring you expanded information about what is going on in the world. So let us get organized. Rich McFadden at the controls. Molly Page is here, and Ken Kessler is here. And the United States of America is all around us. And you'll be happy to know you'll be served today by members of Congress who are thinking about passing legislation that would provide liability protection for companies that share cyber threat info with one another. There's such a thing as, what is the act called when you're not supposed to be sharing things. There's now it was in my mind and just flopped out of my mind. You know what? I'm influenced. My mind is influenced at the moment by the apple pie that I'm cooking. I can't remember the last time I cooked an apple pie.
Speaking of sharing.
And, okay, well, I found a frozen apple pie. I'm supposed to be on a new diet, so I'm cleaning out all the ice cream and all the flour products and all the things that are full of carbs because I'm not supposed to be eating
it anymore. Before I start the new diet.
So I found this apple pie. And my house is empty. I have no girls here. I am by myself. And I was thinking that I ought to fill the house with something pleasant. And so I'm filling it with the scent of an apple pie.
What kind?
Apple pie.
No, like Mrs. Smith.
Oh, that's my favorite.
No, these were made for me at the store. These were
frozen.
Made, yeah.
So they're fresh apple pies. That
right.
Were
and I closed the store and we froze all the pies, and so I just happened to have one left. I gave a bunch of them away at Charlotte's service on Sunday, but this one was left, and I was tempted, and so therefore, and I wanted to because the house is empty. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, you know empty. What? One of the things I love is that in about an hour,
yeah,
you will hear Doug just like binging on that apple pie at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Well, it's too hot right now. I'm not going to do that. But as I'm going on this diet, I have this whole new approach to my physicality, so it takes away all the carbs and all the ice cream and all the things that I've loved and changes my body inside and out. And so in celebration of me going off the deep end, I'm going to cook the apple pie, have it for breakfast with some of my ice cream.
Martha Stewart, could I, one, have the poncho, and two, you have to be the first radio host I've ever worked with who does a radio show while cooking an apple pie.
I would think that I would be the first radio host that you ever worked with that would be doing a lot of things.
I got news for you, Molly. Right. There's a lot of firsts you're going to hear.
This is the tip of the iceberg? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So cuckoo.
This is not, we don't do things like...
Wait till you hear him vacuum the living room during one of the commercial breaks. That's a treat. That'll be a new one for you.
So here's the story of this raisin farmer. Now I've done my duty. I did a serious news story.
Buckle
this
your actually details, everybody is about the rant.
This is a serious, and I'm now the smile's off my face. This is very serious. When you hear this story, you will go catatonic. And what are we getting for comments? I saw a bunch of
apoplectic. Use that word.
Apoplectic.
Yeah. Apoplectic.
I saw Kenny already some comments on this, right?
Yeah, I know there was at least one on our Facebook page.
All right, so here's the story of raisin farmer Marvin Horn, who will be heard in the Supreme Court of the United States today. He's trying to stop the feds. Listen to this. The federal government takes from him and other raisin and grape farmers half of what they produce. And they've been doing it since 1937, and they don't pay him. They just take it.
You mean his crops?
They take
or
his
cash?
Crop. No, his crop.
So they actually demand.
They
that
take
he hand
his,
over
crop.
His crop.
Right. He says the government is violating his Fifth Amendment rights. The Department of Agriculture. You see, this is what. Oh, I want to just strangle these people. The Department of Ag says they are just following a law, which was passed in 1937. It's called the Agricultural Marketing Agreement Act. They would take produce and sell it on the open market and use the money to promote the, whether it's raisins or whatever it is that is being promoted. And they're still doing this. But they do from like dairy producers, they have and pork producers. You heard there have been big fights about this where the government has demanded that you pay 5% of whatever it is that you make for a promotion board to decide how to promote your product. I don't need the government to help me promote my product, thanks. Anyway, so he hands over a portion. He's a producer. There are handlers. There are descriptions in the law of handlers of raisins and producers of raisins. So the producers actually get to grow the raisins. They keep all the fruits of their labor, but the handlers who bring it to market have to give half to the government. So this guy says, you know what? I'm not doing it. So the Fed said, swell, here's a $700,000 fine because you wouldn't do it. And he says, I'm taking you to court. The courts kept saying he was right, the feds were wrong, and the feds kept after him, and they've spent millions of dollars chasing this guy around.
One thing I don't understand, though, is what do the feds do with the raisins?
They sell them on the commodities market, and they put the money in the general fund now because they don't use it to promote raisins.
They say that it was initially designed during the Great Depression to keep prices steady.
That's also what they did with they artificially inflate the prices because they would buy X amount and therefore the price of the commodity would go up. Yes, that's what they did. That was 1937. Hello, this is 2015. We don't need to do that anymore. That's what the government screws up every single commodity by doing that. They still do it with milk too. Artificially inflate the value rather than the market telling you what it wants to pay. They pay what some idiot who's sitting in an office someplace says, that's what we're going to pay you for milk today. That's what they call it, the what do they call it, the milk, I forget, it's a government policy and a term.
How much of this stuff goes on that we just...
And that's exactly the point, thank you. How much of this stuff
do we use
is going on?
Eat and every day.
Why is the government involved in this at all? What are they doing involved in this?
Well, because without the government, though, it would crash and we wouldn't have raisins anymore.
Right, okay, so you get my drift.
This guy, I hope he mops the floor up with these people. We have too much government. You can see it, smell it, taste it. Every time you turn around, there's somebody else sticking their nose into an area that doesn't need government intervention. Why does the... Back to 1937, okay, maybe mid-30s, after the Dust Bowl, after the Depression, you needed to have some stabilization. So that's fine. So you don't revisit. That's why there needs to be a sunset provision in every single law that ever gets passed. You know what a sunset provision is?
Absolutely. Where it ends at a specific,
it ends on
specified
X
amount
date.
Of time, right?
That's it. End.
5 years, 10
it's
years,
over.
3
Finished.
Years, 1 year, 100 years, whatever it is.
All right. Now, you didn't think that that was a rant. You thought that was a good message, right?
No, it's something we don't know. Sure. I never knew that farmers or handlers of middleman of raisins lose
Richie,
half
the important
of
thing about
because
coming
the government wants to control pricing.
To the Good Day program is that you will learn things that you wouldn't otherwise have learned. You think that Bill Bennett's going to tell you about this today? You think Don Imus is going to tell you this story today? He's sitting on a prune. That's the only thing he's the only connection he's got. All right.
Be nice.
Meanwhile, the Lyrids are upon us. Kenny, you know what the Lyrids are? Molly? It's test time. Lyrids. You know what they are?
I do.
All right. Kenny, so far, has gotten a gold star from the teacher. Mr. Stefan, Molly, would you please answer my question?
I'm going with a media shower.
Oh, good for you.
Or a musical group.
No, it's we'll do meteor shower. Meteor shower.
All right.
All right, so this is something that if, let's see, where are you? Kenny, you and the sun's not up there yet, right? So you probably see this.
It doesn't start till tonight, right?
No, it's this morning. Today and tomorrow, in fact, NASA predicting 15 to 20 meteors visible per hour. You don't need any special equipment to see them. Bits and pieces of debris from the comet Thacher. Been seen each April for 2,600 years. How about them, apples? Isn't that cool? Think about it. For 2,600 years, people have been able to look up in the sky on this day in April and see the same meteor.
Oldest known meteor.
Isn't that cool?
Shower.
Think about what people have seen this. That's what I think. I am in. If only they could talk. So that's a cool thing. By the way, Lori Cantillo, who is a great radio person, now works for NASA. So, Richie, we need to connect with her. She'd be a great one to tell us this story.
Yeah, absolutely. She's busy this week talking about...
talked to her?
No, I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Okay.
And she ran a bunch of the biggest radio stations in the country.
Yeah, she's very
And
good.
Now she works for NASA in their communications department. She's so excited because she gets to tell NASA's story.
Yeah.
And one of the stories this week is it's the 25th anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yep, that was today, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so anyway, we'll get her. Television report up next here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Ready for spring party season? Lifestyle expert Limor Suss says it all starts with fresh taste.
Sabra Salsa is made with hand-picked, vine-ripened Roma tomatoes and pieces of fresh vegetables. The simple ingredients serve up a fresh, clean taste as the perfect menu item for that next spring get-together.
Of course, what's a party without cocktails?
Pinnacle Vodka offers premium quality at a price that won't break the bank. With more than 40 playful flavors, it's easy to add your favorite to one or two mixers and create a huge variety of delicious seasonal cocktails.
There's even new technology to help spice things up.
The LG G Flex 2 displays brilliant clarity and color on a revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD screen, and it captures amazing memories with its 13-megapixel camera.
Finally, be sure to keep things cool.
The new Igloo Party Bar powered by LitUp has an exclusive LED light system, rolls your drinks wherever you need them, and comes equipped with essentials, including a built-in bottle opener, drink dividers, and wine caddy.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're all fighting about who's going to do the Galaxy Quest story. This is a sci-fi comedy show that started back in the 90s. Galaxy
Quest.
Movie. Was it a TV show, too?
No, it wasn't show. That's the big news, is that they're thinking about turning the movie into a TV show.
Sigourney Weaver,
because she would do it so much better than
Alan Rickman, Sam Rockwell. All right, what's the story, Mal?
Okay, so here's the deal. It's a reboot.
A reboot?
Yes. I had to get that one in there.
Of course you did.
The original film's co-writers are all said to be involved. This has Sigourney Weaver. It has so many stars in it, and I'll leave those for Rich to name. But it's basically a spoof on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy Quest starred Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, a bunch of other people. Right. And they're talking about bringing this back. And this is really incredible because it was such a good movie.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver was gorgeous in it. It also has Tony Shalhoub in the movie.
Yeah, Monk.
So,
Monk!
Yeah.
Yes.
Sam Rockwell, Alan Rickman. It's really cool. And the great thing about it, Doug, is, and Ken and I are all over this, it's stupid, fun, campy comedy.
That kind of stuff I like.
Stuff. Where you get it just totally makes fun of everybody who ever watched Star Trek.
Right.
And it would be an absolutely hysterical
Mel Brooks
TV show.
Goes to the movie.
It's not that stupid, but it's pretty close.
Pretty stupid,
You know, so famously came out of that. There you go. Never sure.
Netflix recently launching its 17th series with the focus on a program called Daredevil. Anybody into that, Daredevil?
Is it like a movie?
It's a great show.
It is like the movie, Kenny, isn't it? I think it is.
Yeah.
Emphasizing original programming, they're going to offer 320 hours of original content across multiple genres. That's a 200% increase over last year. You don't think this is affecting the TV market?
Woo. Who stars in that, Ken? Who's the Daredevil? Who plays Ben Affleck's role?
I don't I didn't know the name. It's Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox. Okay.
I don't know any of these names. Netflix also renewing some other show. What did I just? I'm trying to find. Where the heck did I see that? Anyway. Oh, here. No. Yeah. Full House.
Yes.
Bringing back Full House, which aired from 87 to 95. So is this the thing? Is this
Fuller
the,
House,
the standard fare for Netflix to bring back this stuff?
I was listening to a TV reviewer yesterday, and he said with all of these new outlets, such as Netflix and HBO's web on-demand thing, that there are places where they can safely test known commodities.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a big out-of-pocket test. So it's something that they're fairly sure they're going to get their money back on, so they throw it out there, see if it works, and if it does, boom. If it doesn't, you know. So one of the things they're worried about, though, is that things like, Gotham or The Following or some of these are 24 that have come out where it's totally different, that they may not experiment with those as much because they feel safer.
Can you imagine 24
like
on Netflix?
Wow. Yes.
Huh?
Oh, that'd be great.
Wow.
ESPN fighting back after Verizon announced plans to offer a new Fios package that split up channels into cheaper a la carte bundles. This is a Walt Disney product, ESPN. And so they've got, what, how many ESPNs are there? ESPN 1, 2, 3, 4,
like
how many?
4, I think.
Yeah. So yeah, the Fire people want to break them up. Why? What's the advantage? Charge more money for the different packages? Is that it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want 115 channels. I want 15.
Yeah.
And if you can charge me half of what I pay for 15, great.
All right. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This 10-minute is brought to you by Cedarside. 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com. Oh, that's Warren Eckstein time on the Good Day program. The animal kingdom loves Warren Eckstein. I wonder what he thought about that woman in Cleveland who left. Well, I didn't leave. She dropped her child into the cheetah pit. What I want to know about cheetahs. I want to find out what Warren knows about cheetahs in a moment.
I can see what Warren's going to say. Poor cheetah.
Poor cheetah. Yeah, keep the humans away from me. That could be it. Yes. Right. All right. So Warren will be here with all of his pet stories, including the latest on the canine flu. Up and coming here on Good Day.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance here. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center spring clearance starts tomorrow.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting
noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
All right, so we have this virus, this canine flu, Dr. Warren, that has sickened a lot of dogs in the Midwest. One wonders where this came from and how the diagnosis is made. What are the signs?
From the turkeys and the chickens.
You've blogged on this.
It's a different ball game than the bird flu. And the bottom line is over 1,000 dogs have already been infected in different parts of the Midwest. The interesting part about it is that it's important for people to know the symptoms, because if caught right away, you know, it can be treated. Things like if your dog is coughing or if they have nasal discharge, fever, a loss of appetite. They say it's nose-to-nose contact that may be sending it from one dog to another. No fear for humans at this point. So my feeling is this. If you're in any area at this point, and, you know, you think about the virus being in the Midwest, but remember, people travel from the Midwest to the South, to the West, to New York. I just don't know how comfortable I would be taking my dog to any dog park or associating with any large group of dogs at this point because of that fear. And so I don't know if I would be taking my dog to a dog park at this point. Veterinarians are saying that, you know, in most cases, you know, it can be treated, but I think at this point I would be a little overcautious.
But right now it's just in the Midwest, right?
It's just in the Midwest now. They haven't seen anything of those.
So, but what started it, though, Warren? Where did it come from?
That's just it. No one knows exactly how it started. It's called the H3N8. It's, you know, that's a different one. Now, this new strain is called the H3N2, and it's been found in animals in China and Korea. So who knows if that's how it was brought over at this point.
Chinese
no one really
monkeys.
Knows.
Yeah. All right.
Now, there is a vaccine for the flu. It's called the parainfluenza shot, which I recommend that all dogs probably get. But this is an entirely different strain of flu, so I don't believe that vaccine would work for it.
All right. There's a study out about dogs and how they make friends. And it apparently, we were talking last week, I think, I don't know if it was off the air or on the air, about Charlotte and how she used to gaze at me. And I find by looking at this, I picked up something about how dogs look at their owners, and in that way they trigger a response in the brains of their guardian that helps them bond. I've been talking about this. So what's the story?
Hey, listen, I'm with you 100%. There's something about animals. I don't know what you can describe it. You know, you may have to ask Preston about this, okay, my buddy Preston. But the bottom line is animals have a sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that when they're with people that they either care a lot about or someone they want to care a lot about, their behavior really warrants the changeover. For example, you know, with Charlotte, it might have been the way she looked at you.
Yeah.
With other dogs and some cats, it's the way they come up and they rub against you.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is we know that being around pets helps alleviate stress, anxiety, and just makes us feel better. So, you know, whatever your dog or cat does to make you smile, remember it. And I mean, what I typically tell you is get down on all fours, and if you get down on all fours and spend time with your pet, they'll relate better to you.
God love.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.